The Parks and Rec Department has been reviewing its policies with the borough's attorney and is proposing the age restriction at the community center to improve safety. In recent public meetings, numerous parents have spoken against the change, saying the department should look at other ways to keep kids safe. At the assembly meeting, most of the public concerns were expressed in letters, over a dozen of them, taking up 30 pages of the assembly's meeting packet. Only one resident, Alice Williams, spoke in person at the meeting, which was held at 9 a.m. on a Friday.
I agree with many others who have submitted letters. A lot of improvements can be made to make the facility safer for our kids without setting the recommended age restriction. Let's focus on those.
Parks and Rec has proposed not allowing kids 10 and under to use the facility without guardian supervision for unorganized activities like open swim and open gym times. An August 12th letter from the borough's attorney, Sarah Heidemann, defended the proposal, stating it was prudent to increase the current limit from 6 years old. Heidemann cited increasing insurance premiums. Parks and Rec Director Chandra Thornburg wanted to make the age change this fall, but has postponed plans.
At this time, the age limit discussion has been put on hold until after this assembly meeting to see where the assembly wishes to go.
The mayor posed that question to Assemblymember Brandy Morrell, who brought up the discussion item. Morrell said she wanted the borough administration to be more involved in running the department. She said the assembly should direct the borough manager to address the public's concerns.
Obviously, we need to tell the manager what we expect, because it was not happening until a whole group full of people got together to basically say this isn't going to work.
I think the whole thing's been handled very poorly from the start. Very poorly.
That's Assemblymember Jeff Mucci.
When I get and we get all these letters from the communities and phone calls, something is haywire and it needs to get fixed.
Mucci said he expects the borough manager to work with Thornburg to address community concerns and to report back on the progress. Assemblymember Bob Lynn agreed.
I think there is some really valid concerns here.
Lynn said he understands there are a lot of moving parts and change won't happen overnight, but he thought the concerns should be addressed.
I think those all need to be taken on, but I think there needs to be kind of what I'll call a plan of attack to do that, and that's what I've not seen.
Parks and Rec no longer has an advisory board like some other borough departments. To get community input, Thornburg helped start a Friends of Parks and Rec group a few years ago. She said the group doesn't want to be a decision-making board.
I have talked to this group about the upcoming changes. We started discussions with them 8 months ago, let them know about different things. They're choosing to focus on the projects.
Mucci said he sees these conflicts as an opportunity for the department to make changes. He suggested getting some of the concerned community members into the Friends group to help decide day-to-day operations.
I mean, you need to get the buy-in from the community here, or it's just not going to be successful up there.
Thornburg has an email list of residents and said she will invite them to the Friends group. She has compiled a list of public questions and concerns and what the department is doing to address them. Those have been emailed to community members who attended the last public meeting. Another issue of concern for residents and Assemblymember Morrell is the new Sunday closure at the community center. The Parks and Rec Department has had problems filling positions recently. This spring, there were 10 vacancies, prompting closures on Sundays and Mondays. The department has decided to remain closed on Sundays, but has reopened on Mondays. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.